Welcome to the Green Screen of Death. My name is Adrian.
And my name is Bill.
Episode 57.
No sports star. Couldn't find one. Sorry.
That's a bad sports number.
Yeah. Well, I think we're a little screwed from now on.
That's right.
It gets a little harder.
It'll be tough until we get maybe into the 70s. 66, we'll have Mario Lemieux.
Yeah.
There's some hockey players left and football players.
Yeah, I'll keep on looking.
All right.
Maybe I'll surprise you.
Hey, all right. So what have you been up to since the last episode?
So how was your last Tuesday?
Oh, dude, we're all fucked.
We're all fucked.
Yeah. We're, of course, talking about the U.S. election.
This is what happens when the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
That's right.
Something has to balance out the force.
Bad shit happens.
And this is what happens.
Yeah. We talked about whether we should mention this on here, but you know what? It's an issue that affects us all. It's a worldwide issue, and it affects a lot of people we love, both in the U.S. and here in Canada. It was like a death in the family when that happened.
Pretty much. Everybody I know is walking around in a haze.
Yeah. Man, yeah.
Sucks. Plus, some friends of ours felt some shit yesterday.
That's right.
And I'm not even going to say it. I'm not going to give them that fucking justice. I can't fucking believe this shit, man.
Yeah. Yeah, when I saw that, my heart broke. Just two of the kindest men you could ever meet. The worst kind of hate you can encounter. And we're 1 week in, not even a week in. And it's heartbreaking, man.
Yeah, dudes, we're with you guys. Mm-hmm. Just thought I'd point that out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no excuse for that shit.
Yeah.
With love from Canada.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're in this together.
Yeah.
All right. So now that nastiness is out of the way, how are your teams doing?
Shitty.
Oh, is that right?
My Packers aren't making the playoffs, man.
They're struggling, man.
I just came to that conclusion today. Like, they've lost like 4 in a row.
Yeah.
Looking terrible against teams they should beat.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, well, they lost their running backs, right?
Yeah.
Lacey,
oh, yeah.
James Starks.
The offense is just fucked.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, your Cowboys look like they're on their way, dude.
They're steamrolling motherfuckers, man.
Yeah. And my Red Wings looked terrible last night against the Montreal Canadiens. Lost 5-0 in a game that demoralizes your team.
Oh, wow.
Just completely outplayed.
Yeah.
Sucked. Nah, I've been playing some games.
Oh, yeah. What have you been playing?
You know, after the election, I just sort of stopped watching movies. I started playing games. I've been playing a game called Life is Strange.
Okay.
It's an episodic game.
Okay.
It's got 5 episodes. I'm on episode 4. I'm really liking it.
Oh, cool.
It's very young adult.
Okay.
But you have to make decisions.
Yeah.
And if you make the wrong decision, somebody will die.
Oh, no way.
Something just happened in one of the things I did, and I was crushed.
No way.
I was just like, this shouldn't be happening. This is like a stupid young adult game.
Yeah.
And I'm really liking it.
Is that a Telltale's game?
No, but it's sort of like that.
Okay.
It's from Square Enix.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
And I've been playing Doom.
Okay. How is that?
Doom is really good.
Nice.
Really good.
Right on.
Maybe like best of the year kind of good.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Shocking how good that game is.
Nice.
And you've been playing Skyrim.
Skyrim.
Finally.
Yeah. I did not play it when it came out on, you know, PC,
you are Xbox, that. You're 360. That guy.
Yeah. No, I deliberately didn't play it because I knew that, especially back then, I just never would have left my apartment ever. And that's what's happening right now.
Cool.
I go home, play, like, oh, I'll just play a quest or two. And then 5 hours later, I'm looking at the clock going, oh, what did I do? It's so fun. It's a lot of fun. I'm having a good time with that.
Cool. Yeah, it's a really great game.
Yeah.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, and I played through the Battlefield 1 campaign. It's very short. That game's built for online play, and I'm just no good at those games anymore.
But is the one player good?
It's good, but not worth the price tag.
I got an EA hookup.
Okay.
So I can get it for $20.
Oh, sweet. $20. You can't go wrong
and
with
Titanfall
that.
And Titanfall 2 I can get for $20.
Oh,
too.
Nice.
So.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
Nice.
Yeah, and Liverpool, they're top of the table now. What?
International break.
Yeah, that's right. We're on a break. It was nice to sleep in this weekend.
Totally. And I missed the England game.
Oh, you did?
Didn't care.
Oh, okay, yeah, I didn't watch it either. Yeah, it's hard to get excited for them these days. The last, like, what, 8 years?
Yeah.
It's been tough.
And another really cool thing is that a new theater opened in our hometown.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, thanks for mentioning that.
And holy crap, is it like the future of cinema?
It is. It really is.
Reclining chairs.
Yeah, who would have thought?
For like $10 a screening.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we saw Arrival in these amazing chairs and like brand new sound. The screen's not terribly great, but
yeah,
it was like, holy crap, these chairs.
Yeah.
Everybody has to have these.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just sit back. It's like a Lazy Boy recliner. So comfortable.
Dude. Yeah. We finally got some more screens, so hopefully we won't be missing movies like we were.
That's right.
Like, everybody wants some.
Yeah.
Never opened here.
That's right.
It's a Richard Linklater film.
Yeah.
But now we got screens.
That's super cool.
So hopefully we don't miss stuff. So.
Yeah, it's the perfect time for it. Like, Jeff Nichols' new film is playing there in a couple weeks.
Yeah. The new Warren Beatty.
Oh, that's right.
Rules Don't Apply.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully all the limited stuff comes a little earlier.
Yeah.
Because we're all about that top 10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes we're waiting like two months later.
Yeah. There's always one film. Yeah.
That like Birdman.
Yeah. It's like, I already seen Birdman.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's about it for me, man.
Yeah. Same here. Same here. Not a lot. Just kind of after the election, just kind of didn't want to do anything for 5 days. And that's what I did.
Yeah. So. That's about right.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, the show must go on. Let's move on with the rest of the show. Let's get into the rant. This is where we rant about anything movie related. So what do you have for us this episode?
I was at work last week. A coworker, you know, always asks me what movie I saw on the weekend. I'm like, I saw Hacksaw Ridge, the new Mel Gibson film. And she was just like, oh, no. Mel Gibson, he's a racist. And I'm like, well, yeah, I'm not disputing that.
Yeah.
He's a shithead.
Yeah.
But I like the movie. She's like, no.
Oh, geez.
And it's like, no, seriously, I'm a big boy. Yeah. I can separate the art and the person.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, he can't do that. I'm like, no, well, do you watch Woody Allen movies? She's yeah. like, yes. And I'm like, he's worse.
He's worse, yeah.
She's like, well, I'm just like, stupid conversation.
Yeah.
But here's a question. How do you separate the art from the asshole?
Yeah, because we wouldn't be watching many movies.
No.
Yeah.
Like Roman Polanski.
Polanski,
you know, Woody Allen.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of people. And I'm just, I don't like when people tell me I can't watch a movie because of their stupid prejudice towards something
yeah.
that probably shouldn't be there. Judge the art,
yeah.
not the asshole.
Yeah.
Rant
yeah.
out.
Good rant, man. I hear you. That's one thing I struggle with as well, because, yeah, you mentioned a few other artists that I appreciate their work. At the same time, you're like, I'm supporting somebody who's brought a lot of pain into other people's lives, and it's hard to balance that sometimes.
R. Kelly is a real asshole, but I really like that remix to Ignition.
Oh, there you go.
Coming fresh out the kitchen.
There you go. Set the mood right.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Great Chappelle show, Scott.
That's right. That's right. Good rant, man.
What's up with you?
My rant is when people complain about movies because it wasn't custom made for them. Judge what you see in the movie, not like, and this, here's the thing. I think we're all guilty of it. I know for sure I've walked out of a movie and said, I would do this different. I would have done this, but I didn't make the movie. But this is something I hear at film festivals, written reviews, where people are just like, here's what I would have changed. And it's like just a totally different movie. And we don't know about the full process. We weren't there. We don't know who's really making the decisions. I say just judge a film on what you see and don't get too caught up on your expectations of what you hope to see. I think you set yourself up for a disappointment that way.
You still should have hung Jar Jar.
Okay, I can get with that.
If I had done it, no, just joking.
Should have hung Jar Jar. Oh, man.
Speaking of that, we're like a month away from a new Star Wars film.
Dude, right?
When are tickets going on sale?
Yeah, man.
Because I'm so getting those things early like I did last year.
Yeah.
That's going to work again.
What do you think of the international trailer they just released? Should people avoid it?
No. I think it's amazing.
Oh, really?
I loved it.
Nice. Okay. I'll check it out then.
See, I like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Just give me trailers every day.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Cool.
Trailers don't ruin it for me.
Yeah.
I find them as something to see before.
Yeah.
I'm a big boy. I can judge the movie by itself.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
And there's some cool stuff in that trailer. You might not want to see it, yeah. but I did.
Yeah.
I never had a problem with it.
Yeah, and you're happy.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Bring it on. Like, I'm just... Nice. I can't wait for that movie.
Yeah. Cool, man. All right. Well, let's move on with the rest of the show. Let's review some movies. We'll get into our main reviews now. First movie we have is the latest entry in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Doctor Strange. Okay, so Doctor Strange, what is this movie all about?
Directed by Scott Derrickson, starring Benedict Cumberbatch, Tilda Swinton, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Mads Mikkelsen, and Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
A former neurosurgeon embarks on a journey of healing, only to be drawn into the world of the mystic arts.
Yes.
IMDb.
IMDb. Hey. So, how much you want to bet that Disney writes those?
Oh, probably. Like,
post yeah. this.
I don't know about you, but I really like the weird Marvel movies.
Oh, yeah.
The ones that you kind of don't expect to be good. Like, who knew about Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, I didn't know at all.
I didn't know a damn thing about Doctor Strange.
Yeah,
I don't know about
here.
You, but
same here.
And I always go into these movies going, these are always going to be one of my favorite Marvel movies.
Nice.
This one did not disappoint.
Right on.
I really liked this one.
Yeah, it's really good.
Really liked this one.
Yeah.
Say what you will about it. A friend of mine was really like, oh, so he just watched Inception.
Oh, okay.
And he stole it.
Because, yeah, Doctor Strange was made after Inception,
and
right?
I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Because it was like wasn't a comic book already. Big step up for Derrickson.
Yeah, yeah.
And he surrounded himself with great quality actors.
Yeah.
Great special effects. Love the plot. I think it's like a top five Marvel film for me.
Sweet.
I think it's that good.
Yeah.
I like the weirdness. Yeah, keep on making these ones.
Oh, yeah.
Along with Captain America, Ant-Man, Guardians, fuck Iron Man.
First one, though. I love the first Iron Man.
Yeah, okay. And, just keep on making the weird ones.
Yeah, man.
Like,
yeah.
Black Panther is going to be awesome.
That's going to be
cool. I know
cool.
nothing about Black Panther.
Yeah.
Other than he doesn't like certain Avenger people.
Yeah, that's right.
I saw the last movie.
Yeah.
But I know nothing about it.
That's cool.
And that's what I dig.
Right on.
This is a lovely film, man.
It
what
is.
Do you think?
I really enjoyed it. I had a blast. Like, the visuals, man. Like, you know me, I'm a very visual person. So when a movie has cool visuals, that's enough for me to enjoy it.
Did you see it in 3D?
I did.
What'd you think?
Yeah, it was really good.
3D really worked.
Yeah.
For being a post-conversion.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, some of the trivia stuff that you see in the trailer where Tilda Swinton as the Ancient One shows him the different dimensions, different planes. That was cool. Like, he's going dimension to dimension and just seeing these really, really trippy visuals where if you were on any kind of substance, I'm sure would have been quite the trip.
Yeah, it's definitely got a really cool look to it. What'd you think of The Batch?
He's good.
He's
I like
really
him
good.
In this. Yeah.
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 It kind of pisses me off we didn't get Sherlock for 2 years because of this movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But he's a leading man.
He is.
He's really great. And as I said before, everybody around him is awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. A Marvel villain.
Yeah.
Wow. What a novel idea.
With a cool performance. And you remembered him after the movie.
Yeah. Can Mads Mikkelsen just be in every movie?
Yeah. He had some scenes where he really, like, brought it down and just delivered this quiet, awesome performance. And I was just like, yes, yes, more like this, man.
Yeah, he definitely brings a lot to it. Chiwetel Ejiofor?
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's always really good.
Yeah.
Underrated actor. A bald Tilda Swinton.
Oh, yeah. She was awesome.
Yeah, she always classes the place up.
Oh, totally.
Did you notice that one of the people that Doctor Strange fought was Scott Atkins?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
Action extraordinaire, Scott Atkins.
He's in every B action movie.
Yeah.
That was awesome because he got to show off like his martial arts. And yeah, those sequences were so cool, like so well planned and executed, like playing with gravity and
out of body experiences.
That's right.
Which were cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. Twisting the buildings around and. Oh, man. That stuff was awesome. Like,
Rachel McAdams sort of wasted, but she had her moments, I guess.
She had a use in the film, which you can't always say about you know, you compare her to a character like Natalie Portman in Thor. She's basically a damsel in distress kind of thing there.
Yeah. What did you think about, this is pretty much the only problem I had with the film, was the whole idea of him teaching himself how to be this genius guy in like 10 minutes of screen time. It felt really compressed.
It did. You didn't get a real sense of how long he was there.
Yeah, I was just like, okay, he's pretty much above everybody already. They're all saying, oh my God, you're so amazing.
Yeah.
It's been 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's not cool. Like all the masters are like, bowing down to him pretty much. I'm like, this isn't, spread it out.
Yeah.
Make us feel like he actually earned it.
Yeah. Yeah, and his hair goes a little bit gray, and you're like, that's the only indicator that he's been there a while, maybe. But I had no idea. Was it 2 months? Was it 2 years? You had no idea.
Yeah. Other than that, though, you definitely can do a lot worse than this.
Yeah.
Trolls.
There you go.
Coming up later. Yeah. I saw Trolls, people.
Yeah.
Stupidly.
Take one for the team.
Speaking of films that you should watch while you're high.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trolls.
So yeah, except for the whole idea of his teachings and the blatant Inception stealing.
Yeah.
I think this is one of the best Marvel films I've seen. To tell you the truth, I think it's like a top fiver. I think it's really that good.
Yeah.
No lie.
I had one nitpick, which...
Wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
I brought that back.
There you go. One last time. There was one bit that I think pretty much every Marvel movie has to do, which is to explain everything to the audience. There are times when it just feels like they break the fourth wall, and they're like, okay, here's what we're going to do, and here's how we do it, and here's the explanation, here's the exposition. I know for a blockbuster film like this, it's unavoidable, but that kind of stuff, I think, slowed the movie down for me, and Ant-Man did the same thing.
I thought you were going to say the Stan Lee cameo.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Yeah, that's getting a little played.
It is. It really is.
You're just waiting for it.
Yeah, and then there's the one guy in the audience. Hey, Stan Lee! Whoa!
Wow, you've been asleep for the last 10 years. Congratulations.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, really, really enjoyed this film. I want more.
It looks like you're going to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is just the beginning of phase 4?
I think so.
Oh my God. How do I know that?
So many.
Yeah.
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah.
You've got your Marvel subscription.
Yeah, there's so many Marvel movies coming out in the next 2 years.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but that Guardians 2 teaser is really good.
Oh man.
So good.
That's going to be awesome.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
I 4.5 out of 5 this.
Nice. I'd probably go around 4.
Nice.
Somewhere around there.
Nice.
Really, really enjoyed it. I thought the pacing was a little bit off when they slow it down to explain stuff, but that's just a nitpick that I have, and that's my own hang up.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it's a wonderful little film.
Yeah, really, really good.
And it made some money, so that's good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's it for me, man.
All right. So as you know, we tend to play movie clips before each review. Arrival is our next film we're going to review, but the movie clips were either unusable because they require visuals. There's no point in having you listen to... there you go. There's your clip.
Yeah.
And the only one clip that we liked is a major spoiler in the movie. We're just like, no, we're not going to ruin an experience for any of our listeners. Let's get into it. Let's talk about Arrival, Denis Villeneuve's latest film. And he's a beloved filmmaker among us.
Damn right, man. One of the best working today.
Yeah, that's right.
So the plot is... A linguist is recruited by the military to assist in translating alien communications. That's a really vague there, IMDb.
It really is.
Really vague.
There's so much more to this film.
Yeah, but at the same time, you kind of don't want spoilers on this film.
That's right.
It's the kind of film you almost don't want to talk about. Adrian saw this a while ago, and he didn't say a thing.
Yeah.
And I'm almost glad he did not say a word.
Yeah, it killed me, man.
You kind of got to go into this one fresh, and you got to really pay attention.
Yeah, sit down, watch the movie, watch every detail. Pay attention every frame.
So we got Amy Adams, Jeremy Renner, Forest Whitaker, Michael Stahlberg. I gotta say, I always talk about how we gotta support good sci-fi. This film made money, dude.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And this is not an easy film.
No.
There were some people at our screening who were like, huh?
That's right.
I'm like, yes. Fuck you guys.
You were probably thinking about your Instagram feed. And
yeah. I don't know. I'm sure that this movie went completely over their heads, and I'm completely fine with that. Because yeah. I love this film.
Nice. Me too.
Love this film. Yeah. You've seen it twice.
That's right.
Second time better?
Oh, so much better. And I loved it after the first. Second time just confirms it. And it allows you to watch with the knowledge of where it's going. And then it gives all of those things that you were in the dark on the first time. It gives it that much more weight as you're watching the film. And oh, man. It's an emotional ride, dude.
it's weird. I didn't really find myself lost or missing stuff. I found this to be quite watchable and easy.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just intelligent or something.
Yeah.
I didn't find this to be terribly hard to watch. This is not Primer.
No, it's not. You know, I think it's a testament to Villeneuve's style. He'll tell you the story through visuals, right? And he shows you what's happening. So Amy Adams, not a spoiler, but you see the way she's decoding the language and you see some of the things she goes through as a result. And you just have to watch what's going on. And he tells you what's happening without saying, here's what's happening. He takes a show you, don't tell you approach.
This is another movie by him that I think people are going to say stuff isn't explained, like Enemy.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I love Enemy. I have no problem with Enemy. I understand what's going on in Enemy. Mm-hmm. And I have no problem with this one either. Because, as you said, he is just pretty much one of the most gifted filmmakers going today. And if you trust him, he'll take you there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just watch the film. Just let it seep in. I can't explain how in love with this film I am. And it's nice. Just the idea. It's not just the alien stuff, which is cool.
Yeah.
I like that stuff.
Yeah.
It's the mother-daughter stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Really well done.
Oh, yeah.
The idea of world politics.
Oh, yeah. It's a big, big, big part.
It's a very timely movie.
It is.
Yeah, about how countries can't coexist with each other.
Yeah.
Welcome to the next 4 years, people.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that I'm glad you mentioned that because in the movie, and it's in the trailer, they're turning to Amy Adams' character as a leader to learn about their language and learn how to communicate with them. I don't think it's an accident that it's a female character. I think part of Villeneuve's films, from what I've observed so far, is that he's trying to pass along pearls of wisdom. He is passing along pearls of wisdom, and he's, call it a cautionary tale, call it whatever you want to call it. But in this film, I think he's really saying that, hey, we need female leaders in this world. And I love that.
Plus, he also does something I really love that people really hate. If you've seen the trailer for the film, you've seen the aliens about as much as you see them in the movie.
Yeah, that's right.
He doesn't show you them.
Yeah.
It's not really a spoiler.
Yeah.
This is the show. It's like the whole Godzilla thing. Oh my God, there wasn't enough Godzilla.
Yeah.
I thought there was.
Yeah.
I'd have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Don't always have to blow it in your face and show it to you all the time.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. It's just, he is a genius. Better than 95% of all working filmmakers today.
Oh, yeah.
The best.
Yeah.
That score.
Oh, so good.
Dude. Sometimes it's, you know, overbearing in movies. And you're like, oh my God, this ruins the film. Like, I was watching Malcolm X last night, the Spike Lee film.
Okay.
That has an overpowering score.
Oh, really?
It drove me nuts.
Oh, no.
Sorry, people. It has a really overpowering score.
Yeah.
This one just works.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And shout out to Bradford Young.
Okay.
DP.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Dude, listen to this resume. Most Violent Year, Selma, Ain't Them Body Saints, and wow. Arrival.
Wow, that's insane.
That's got quite the resume going.
Yeah, that's awesome. Beautiful Those are film. All visually stunning
yeah,
films.
Yeah, this is a beautiful film.
Yeah.
Just stunning stuff. I think it's one of the best films of the year.
Yeah, me too.
It's a big old giant 5 out of 5 from Bill.
Absolutely. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I was going to go see it again today, but that would have involved me getting out of bed. So tomorrow, hopefully. Nice. I can't wait to go see it again.
Yeah, it's outstanding.
And hopefully I have the same kind of revelatory stuff happening on the second viewing that you had.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, so good. And yeah, we don't really want to talk too much about it because you could accidentally say the wrong thing and maybe give something away. It's one that you definitely want to go in cold if you can and just to enjoy the experience.
But what do you think about Amy Adams? I thought she might get an Oscar nomination for this, yeah, so I'm thinking right. That maybe we should like support him more.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I love Amy Adams.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's really great. I've seen 10 other better performances this year,
mm-hmm.
but she's really good in the film.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks for mentioning that, because as I was thinking about it, I think this is my favorite Adams performance.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
My favorite ever Amy Adams performance is from one of the first movies I ever saw her in, called June Bug.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Such a great performance. Oh, great cool. movie, too, but yeah. She is so good in that film.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, check that one out if you can.
I thought you were going to say Ella Enchanted.
No. Yeah. No.
Yeah. No, not that one.
This is like, you got to support this.
This is
great sci-fi. Only comes along once or twice a year.
That's right.
Support the shit out of this one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Love Arrival.
And I finally got to see it.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was killing me not to be able to talk to you about it.
It was killing me. Trust me.
Yeah. Right on, dude. So yeah, big, big recommendation from the two of us.
And now, the movie I was holding over your head.
Yeah, that's right, dude.
Yeah, you had Arrival.
That's right.
I had Moonlight.
Yes, let's talk about Moonlight.
Directed by Barry Jenkins. Chronicles the life of a young black man from childhood to adulthood as he struggles to find his place in the world. That's all right.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not bad.
Very, very broad.
It's very broad. Yeah. Starring Mahershala Ali, Naomi Harris, Janelle Monáe, and Andre Holland. And the three actors who played Chiron, I didn't write their names down, which was a mistake of mine.
Right.
Said this once, say it again. This is the best film of the year.
Nice. Yeah.
Drop the mic.
I'm
walking
mic.
Away.
Walk away. Yeah, that's end of story.
It's not even close.
Yeah.
I fucking just love this movie. Second viewing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Knocked that one out of the park.
Nice. Tell our listeners about the way it was received at VIFF as the credits rolled.
Just applause and absolute shock at how great this film was. We all were just like, like just blinded by its greatness.
Nice.
And just like, oh, that's like the best film we've seen this year. Like everybody I talked to, everybody.
Oh, really? Nice.
It's like, yeah, Moonlight.
Nice.
And I'm like, yeah,
Moonlight. Yeah, dude.
No question. You finally got to see it.
I did.
I'm super happy you finally got to see it.
Yeah, man. Oh, dude, this is my jam. The first line of my notes, I say here that it's delicately and elegantly crafted cinema at its finest. Every aspect, just the way it's shot, beautifully shot, directed to perfection. The performances, everybody shows up and they deliver like career best performances.
Yeah, it's insane. This film is an anomaly.
Yeah.
They don't make films like this about the hood.
Yeah.
This is an art film, a prestige film. This is an Oscar film.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get films about drug addicts and gay black men.
Yeah.
This is an anomaly.
Yeah.
And you've never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
And that's why it has to be celebrated, except for the fact that it's like the best film of the year.
Yeah.
You have to celebrate it because it's different, and we have to support different.
Oh, yeah.
If it is great.
Mm-hmm.
And this is great.
Yeah. Because that's the best way we can you know, vote with our dollar. We want more of this.
Yeah.
Go out and support it.
Put your money down on Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
It's a really great film. But after you see that, and you got a free Saturday night, go see Moonlight.
Absolutely.
It's just the idea of it being... It's the way I explained it to a friend. I'm like, it's a more fleshed out boyhood. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boyhood, but over 3 years instead of 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in the same vein.
Mm-hmm.
this is made better.
Yeah.
This is shot better.
It is.
This is, yeah. I don't know if it's acted better. Both movies are really great. This one's the goods, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It's got very, like, the camera work, it's outstanding without being showy. Like, they're not going, look at this long shot. Oh, look at this tracking shot. It just exists. And you're watching these really complex camera movements that look very just natural. Like, there's one example I have written down here. You see a bully character circling our main character.
Oh,
and that
shot,
that could be my favorite shot of the year. I was just like in a trance while I was watching that. I was like, what's happening to my body right now?
So it's three stories. I don't know, like maybe an 8-year-old, maybe like a 13, 14-year-old, and maybe like a 25 or 26-year-old.
Yeah.
All versions of a man named Chiron who, as a child, is bullied.
Yeah.
That's the main idea of the first story. The second story is about growing up and finding out stuff about yourself. And the third story is just a story about something in your memory that you've held on to that's completely screwed your life up. Watching the film, and I'm just like, I've never seen anything like this. Why do we not get stories like this? It's the main character is gay, and we don't get stories like this. He's black. There's, you know, obviously with the climate now, are we going to see films like this anymore?
Yeah, I certainly hope so.
Can this win the Best Picture Oscar?
Yeah.
With a bunch of old white men in the Academy?
That's probably a good point. Yeah.
It's just, yeah, there's, I really struggle to say right now that that's my favorite film of the year. Just is. Yeah. Sorry. Just is.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mad respect for that, man, because I love this film as well. Like, it's, I talked about a little briefly about the direction. So you have three different actors portraying the same character of Chiron, the little boy, the teenager, and the adult, young adult guy. The thing is, they all have the same body posture. They talk exactly the same. All the intricate details that make a person are reflected non-verbally among all three actors. I thought that was remarkable to get that out of three different people of varying ages. That blew me away as I was watching it. I was like, is that actually the same guy? Like, did they show him growing up? Like, what's going on here?
And Mahershala Ali, who you might know from House of Cards, as Remy Dalton.
Yeah.
He's really great on that show.
Yeah.
This is career stuff right here.
Oh, yeah.
He plays a drug dealer who in the first story meets the young Chiron and kind of takes him on as a father figure.
Yeah.
And just the way his story, just the guy you think will be the bad guy of the film turns out to be like the great guy of the film.
Yeah.
Who like nurtures the kid. His mom's a drug addict and he's like trying to be the father figure.
Yeah.
It's touching.
It really
is. So great.
Yeah.
And he has a girlfriend who throughout the film helps Chiron. That's also great stuff. Played by Janelle Monáe. The third story is very subtle. I didn't think it was really going anywhere until it completely kicks my ass and I'm like on the ground crying.
Oh yeah, dude.
This is the beast of a film.
It is.
All the stories have different things going on.
Yeah.
But be prepared. This is a beast.
Oh yeah. Yeah, man. And just to touch on the score for the film is among my favorite scores of the year. They give you just enough to give you just a light nudge to feel something. And it's never intrusive. It's never beats you over the head. It's just there. It's plays a part in the whole process. And I just appreciated every aspect of this film. It's outstanding stuff. And I hope it finds a big audience and I hope it succeeds and wish everybody all the best in this one, dude.
I think it's about 5 million box office deep right now.
Okay.
Being on very little screens.
Yeah.
That's huge. Well,
that's good. Yeah.
That's huge.
That is.
Hopefully it sticks around. It won't be here for a long time because we live in a really weird city where only movies starring Helen Mirren stay for more than 2 weeks.
That's right.
But yeah, if you got a chance to check it out, I think it's the best film of the year. It's a 5 out of 5.
Absolutely.
It's like a 6 out of 5.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah.
Hunt it down.
Yeah.
Find it.
Track it down.
Yeah.
Take a drive if you have to. Go see it. Catch a bus. We do that sometimes. We go to Vancouver.
Totally.
Yeah. Cool. So big, big recommendation from both of us. Go see Moonlight. Support this film. Well, we can move into our next part of the show, the movie club. This is where Bill picks a movie for us to watch. We watch it. It's usually a little bit of an older film. Sometimes it's recent, something that maybe flew under my radar, or I just didn't make time for it because I'm lazy like that. So... because Denis Villeneuve released his latest movie, Arrival, you picked Polytechnique for Movie Club.
Pew, pew, pew. Denis Villeneuve double feature.
There you go. Yes.
So, yeah, from 2009, it's a dramatization of a Montreal massacre of 1989 where several female engineering students were murdered by an unstable misogynist. Yeah, it's a fun movie, eh?
Oh, man.
Dude, sorry about this one.
Yeah.
If I had known that everybody was going to be in such a funk and all this shit was going to happen, I would have picked the nicest comedy.
Yeah.
Instead, I picked this really brutal movie about women getting killed.
Oh, dude.
And I apologize. Yeah. That totally wasn't something I could have found, like, figured out, but damn, sorry.
Yeah. It was just so on the nose, too. You're just like, oh, man, these women... Here we go again. They're going to be oppressed and killed and discriminated.
Yeah, but that being said, did you like the film?
Oh, I love the film.
Yeah.
It's so good.
The subject matter is really tough.
It is.
But man, is it beautiful.
It really is.
And wow, does it kind of work.
It does, yeah.
For being so brutal, he just has this weird human touch to this sick subject.
Yeah.
And it kind of... is handled really well for it being is. So brutal.
Yeah. Yeah. It is very tastefully done. You don't see all of the violence. Like, it's not like it's about that, but it's not about that, you know? Like, you do see people getting shot, but you don't see close up shots of, like, there will be a scene where a student or two run around a corner and then you see the guy shooting at them and, you know, they just got killed. And,
there are a few shots of people getting shot, like the opening scene of the film.
Yeah.
The film starts with a bit of a bang. Eh?
Oh, big
like, right off the top.
Just jolts you.
Yeah, just like, oh.
Yeah.
Did you notice in the credits, it just said, the killer? They never named the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Played by Maxime Goudet, star of another Denis Villeneuve film, Incendies.
Oh, okay.
He's really chilling.
He is.
Holy crap. The movie starts... where these movies don't usually start.
Mm-hmm.
Him explaining stuff.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a weird thing. Mm-hmm. Like the Gus Van Sant film Elephant, mm-hmm. which had comparisons to this one, nothing's really explained.
Yeah.
It's just Columbine.
Yeah.
Two guys go in and shoot people.
Yeah.
This one is like 10 minutes of him reading like a manifesto.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird to, you're kind of just watching this guy go along his morning talking about how he hates women and feminists and all this stuff. And throughout this entire film, all I was thinking was, dude, you just need to get laid.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it's all about to me in this film. Guys who are just so pent up because they're not good with women. Mm-hmm. All this shit happens to them and they get more pent up, and then they take it out on women.
Yeah.
That's what this was to me.
Yeah, that's... yeah, I think you're onto something with that. And there was actually... wasn't there a mass shooting recently within the last couple of years where a man did the exact same thing saying, I've been rejected my whole life and I'm just going to kill a bunch of women.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is still current and, it's brutal, but an essential story. It's harrowing, dude. Like it's a really, really tough watch because you see it through the lens of a couple of maybe three main characters. And the perspective on each one is just devastating. Even the shooter, you're watching it and just, he's dead behind his eyes.
The weird thing about the film is that Villeneuve knows to humanize him.
Mm-hmm.
There's scenes and like when he's in his car and it looks like he's generally scared and freaked out. He's fidgeting and can't stay still. And then he walks in the building and goes to a counselor's office to talk to a counselor.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're busy.
Yeah.
And he gives up.
Yeah.
He goes back to his car, grabs his rifle.
Yeah.
I'm just like, wow, what would have happened if that counselor hadn't been busy?
Exactly.
Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
You said the three kind of characters, the killer.
Yeah.
Two women.
Yeah.
And their guy friend.
Yeah.
The guy friend is like the hero, if you kind of want to go for that. Not really.
Yeah.
But he's the one who's trying to help people. And by that, I mean, you know, stop people from bleeding out.
Yeah.
By grabbing bandages. And, man, PTSD is a bitch, eh?
Oh, dude, yeah.
Ooh, that's a tough scene.
It is. Yeah, this movie, it examines from start to finish what happens to somebody who goes through something traumatic like this. And, oh, my heart just broke for that character.
Yeah, because he was a good dude.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know we've already talked about Denis Villeneuve, but he needs to shoot in black and white more often.
I agree.
Yeah, there's like scenes of just outside, like vistas of snow.
Yeah.
I'm just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like snow falling. It's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
And when they're inside the building, I just feel he knows every inch of that building.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's doing weird shit.
Yeah.
He's flipping the camera upside down, looking down halls.
Yeah.
He's just doing the weirdest stuff. And I'm like, man, you are a genius.
Yeah.
This was your second film.
Yeah. And there's even a scene where it's very subtle camera movement, but a character goes towards the stairs. And the camera kind of, it feels like it's staggering, and it kind of moves around a little bit, so you feel disoriented, and I'm not sure how else to describe it. This is one thing I picked up on in the movie, when the two female students arrive to school, and this is, once again, just commentary on the way females are treated in general. They get to the school, and there's a couple of guys standing in the doorway, so they kind of have to go around them, go through another door, and there's just men scattered throughout, and they're so used to this habit of weaving in and out of men in the hallways and going out of their way just to get to class, and the men don't seem to care. They're not getting out of their way,
and they're checking them out the whole way.
Yeah, a couple of them, yeah, they're really gross. They're kind of just going, oh yeah, look at that blonde chick kind of thing, right? And not a single word is spoken. The women don't ever turn to the camera and go, this is what it's like to be a woman. But I really appreciated that visual bit of storytelling. And the hallways are very deliberately shot very tight, because it's as soon as they arrive, it's suffocating.
A lesser filmmaker takes this film, and it's exploitation.
Yeah.
Not Denis Villeneuve.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is not exploitation. This is just a genius film. And as I said, the idea that this is his second film, man, people who made their 10th film are making films this good.
Yeah.
Obviously, he was a talent. His first film is amazing, too.
Yeah.
Tough film.
It is.
Sorry, as I said.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, it's not the one. You don't want to gather your family around and go, let's watch Polytechnique, you guys.
For all its brutalness, it's beautiful, and it's only like 70 minutes, 70, 80 minutes long.
That's right.
Not very long.
Yeah.
The way he makes the film, you think you're out of the woods. And then he cuts back in time and shows you more.
Yeah.
And then he cuts forward and back and forward. Yeah. And oh, my God. Yeah. But I'm glad you dug it.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. I think it's the one film people haven't... Oh, both his first two. But this is the one people always talk about how they've never seen.
Mm.
And I'm glad you got to see it.
Yeah.
Everybody should check it out. It's really brutal, but he's an essential filmmaker. You have to see all of his shit.
Yeah.
Now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's up for Blade Runner.
Yeah.
So, and as soon as I heard he was involved with Blade Runner, I was like, okay, I can chill. He's going to make something great.
Yep.
So, breathe a sigh of relief, people. Calm down.
It's amazing how people get really weird about all-timers, eh?
Oh, totally. It's like, no, don't touch my child.
Yeah. You don't own it.
Yeah.
And if they bring an original idea to it, I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hey, you know what? That movie's still going to exist when all's said and done.
All 17 cuts of it.
That's right. That's right. You've got your 10-disc Blu-ray set. You can dig through that all you want, man.
It's a really good Blu-ray set.
It is. I wanted to bring up one thing you told me about the process of how he made this film.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
He shot this film twice.
Yeah.
In English and in French, using all the same actors.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So there's two different versions of the film.
Yeah.
That is ballsy.
It is. It really is.
Yeah. He's a special filmmaker.
Yeah.
This is the Denis Villeneuve episode.
Yeah.
We should cherish this guy because he's not old. He's pretty young.
Yeah.
He's just getting started.
He is.
This shit's only going to get better.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to be praised as one of the greats.
He is. Yeah.
I can't wait.
I agree. Yeah.
And we're on the bandwagon.
Get on, man. Yeah. There's room right next to me over here. I fart once in a while, but it's all good. All love. So yeah, Polytechnique, amazing film. Glad we watched it.
Cool.
The timing was tough,
but yeah.
That's life.
What are you going to do, right?
Yeah.
But what are you going to do when you're in a bad situation? You rise up. This is for our all our LGBT friends.
Yeah.
First maybe ever film in the movie club.
I think so.
Yeah. And I thought, you know, with all the stuff going on and all the rights of people maybe being destroyed,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to do an LGBT film.
Yeah.
Came down to two, Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Mm-hmm.
I love that film, but this was my favorite LGBT film in the last 5 years.
Okay.
Blue is the warmest color.
Nice.
From the year 2013, Abdelatef Kashishi, on our first show, don't listen to it. Just take my word for it.
It's garbage.
It was our top 10 show of that year, and this was on my top 10. It was Sweet. Very high on my top 10.
Yeah.
I think it's an amazing film. Adele Exarchopoulos in one of the great female performances ever.
Nice.
Ever.
Ever.
It's a really great film, and I really hope you like it.
Wicked.
Criterion Blu-ray.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
There you go, thanks, sir. For that. Thank you. I can't wait. This has been on my list for the longest time. I just didn't make time for it.
I don't know how you haven't seen this one.
I know. It's like when I tell people that, they're like, what? You haven't seen Blue's the Warmest Color?
You're that guy.
That's right. I heard it sucks. I don't want to read a book while I'm watching a movie.
Fuck that. You simpleton.
That's right.
This is genius filmmaking.
Wicked. I can't wait, dude. Yeah, and we always announce... Last episode was a bit of an exception because of, you know, the election and just feeling down about everything. The last episode wasn't posted until a week after we usually post it. That was my fault. I just couldn't find the motivation to do it. So we didn't get a chance to get it out there and have people join the movie club. But this time around, it'll be up a lot sooner, and you'll have a bit of time. If you want to join the movie club, watch Blue is the Warmest Color. It's widely accessible.
I'm sure you've all seen it.
Yeah, I've probably seen it.
Why haven't you?
Why haven't you? You're a moron if you haven't seen it.
Adrian's a 3% on this
That's
one.
That's right. So yeah, if you want to check it out, watch the movie, and you have until December 11th. We have to bump our recording schedule just 1 week because Bill's going to the Whistler Film Fest. He's a maniac.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't even. Well, I'll tell you about that when it comes up.
That's
I'm
right.
Stupid. I really am.
That's right. So, yeah, watch Blue is the Warmest Color by December 11th. Send us your comments on Facebook or Twitter. We'll read them on the next show. And we always like it when people join Movie Club and we have a bit of a back and forth between us and the listeners. So, yeah, Blue is the Warmest Color. Check it out.
I saw Blue is the Warmest Color at the Vancouver International Film Festival, and the festival print of Blue is the Warmest Color didn't have credits.
Oh, no way.
So the film starts, everything's going fine, the movie ends, and it just goes to black. And you hear the collective letting of the breath out. It's just like,
oh, jeez. Oh, no
my
credits.
God. Yeah, you're in for a treat.
Wow.
This is a good film, man.
Right on, dude.
Yeah.
Right on.
I think it's pretty much maybe the young definitive love story I've seen.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great.
Awesome.
Can't wait for you to talk about this one,
man. Nice.
It's great.
So it's right up there with Twilight.
Totally.
There you go.
A little less sparkle, though.
Less sparkly.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Awesome. Can't wait to check it out. Well, I guess we can move into the next part of the show. This is the lightning round. This is where we talk about other movies we've watched between last episode and this episode. My list is pretty light because the motivation just wasn't there. So I'll start things off for us and you can take over with anything you've seen.
Cool.
So the first one, Hacksaw Ridge, Mel Gibson film. You saw this one as well.
I did.
I enjoyed it. I think the first half of the movie is very weak though.
Yeah. It takes a while to get going.
It really,
really
does.
Did. Just too much plot. That I don't care about.
Yeah.
Family stuff. I don't care.
Yeah. I think he was going for like a Full Metal Jacket kind of thing, but it just didn't work. And there's a sequence where Andrew Garfield is just the whitest man on the planet and in history. Like, remember the scene where he goes out of the house and his brother's like chasing him and he's like hopping and skipping and...
Oh my God, yes, I do remember that.
He's got his aw shucks meter cranked to 11. Like, he broke the knob from cranking it so hard. Yeah. He's like, aw shucks, crank it.
Yeah, once it gets going.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The battle stuff is really great.
It is.
And, you know, eliminate that first half hour or so. Andrew Garfield's really good.
Oh yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really well-shot film. Mel knows what he's doing. Even if I think he's a little bit of a violence fetish guy, every time he walks by something, he pans down. Oh, wow, intestines are out. Pans back right. up.
Yeah.
Pans back down. Oh, leg broken. I'm just like, dude.
Bone sticking out.
Dude.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Oh, yeah. I think, I know what you're talking about there. I think that stuff's essential, though, because, you know, I'm some dude who's, never seen anything like that in person. But I think for those of us who have never been there, I think we need to know the horrors that these people went through so we can enjoy the freedoms we enjoy today.
Totally. But I thought the movie did a pretty good job of that.
Yeah.
Let alone, you know, people getting sniped and all that stuff. I just a little bit is enough.
Yeah.
Not every shot. Some of, down. Yeah.
Some of it was extreme.
Yeah. It's excessive.
Yeah.
But yeah, I see what you're saying too.
Yeah. Yeah. Hacksaw Ridge, I quite enjoyed it. I recommend it. Bit of a light recommendation.
I recommend it.
Yeah.
Yeah. People asked me what I thought of it.
Nice.
My God. People at my screening loved it.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, they were talking real loud after about how it was like such a great, amazing film.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, cool. It's like a 3.5 out of 5 if I'm feeling nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. So yeah, Hacksaw Ridge. Check it out. And, the only other thing I watched between last episode and this episode was the first episode of Black Mirror Season 3.
Damn right you did.
Yeah.
Sir. Damn right.
It's the one with Bryce Dallas Howard where she's
trying Bryce to become... Ooh, Bryce Dallas Howard, eh? Now,
here's the part where I backpedal.
Ooh.
And I apologize.
Adrian, is she on the list?
She's off the list now.
Nice.
I've got this list of actors and actresses that I just despise. And I'm beginning to think maybe she's just given bad material in other movies because she's outstanding in this. She just completely disappears into this role and plays this very vulnerable girl trying to improve herself and trying to become internet famous. And, you know, there is that section of people on the internet where... You know, the quote unquote internet fame is everything and achieving that is the ultimate end goal. And, me, I couldn't care less. I'm like a 2.5
yeah,
on that scale.
I'm like a 1. dude, that Facebook like page that Alice Eve's character had, everything I hate about the internet.
It is. It really is.
Charlie Brooker, the guy who does Black Mirror,
yeah,
is a genius.
Yeah.
He knows when to push buttons.
Yeah.
Just
It's like, oh my God, sushi. Here I am doing yoga on the beach. Here's my flawless boyfriend, And here I am at the club.
Yeah. Ooh, hate that shit.
That's right.
Yeah, you got to watch the rest, man.
Yeah, I will for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Is that shit in 4K?
It is.
Whoa.
That's why I watched it. I was like, I need to get some 4K UHD up in here. That's right. Yeah, so that's it for me.
That's it for you?
Yeah.
I checked out a couple things. The new Morgan Spurlock documentary, Rats.
Okay.
Which has been theatrical. And played on Discovery.
That's right.
Which was weird. It's not bad. It's kind of exactly what I kind of thought it would be. Guess what? Lots of rats in New York.
Yeah, from what I heard.
I'm like, okay, I knew that. But it's the other stuff that I thought was kind of cool, like how they use dogs to kill rats in England.
Oh, wow.
They set them out in a field, and they start digging up the ground and grab rats.
No way.
It's kind of cool.
Huh.
Some of it's really neat. Some of it's just really not good. They use jump scares with rats jumping out to like try to freak you out.
Yeah.
Shitty. Yeah. Didn't like that at all.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's not great either. But yeah, if it's on Discovery and you're bored, check it out. It's not bad.
Yeah.
Gleason.
Okay.
Do you know who Steve Gleason is?
No, I don't.
He was a special teams player for the New Orleans Saints.
Okay.
Who got Lou Gehrig's disease.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it was a couple years after he retired. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm a big football guy. I'm totally going to fight this. And like 2 months later, he could barely walk.
Wow.
And he was this big stud football player. And it's kind of hard to watch.
Yeah.
His steady digression into this terrible disease. But the cool thing is the mind is still there. Yeah. And he started a foundation.
Oh, wow.
And everybody in the football world wanted to help him.
Yeah.
And Mike McCready from Pearl Jam.
Oh, nice.
Love Mike McCready.
Yeah, man.
It's a pretty uplifting documentary. I really liked it. He's just a really cool dude. And it's really honest. The whole idea of the film is when he found out he got the disease, he was going to start. His wife was pregnant.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to start making videos for my kid now. So when I can't talk, the kid will have something to see.
Oh, wow.
And the whole thing is just him filming his life for his kid.
Yeah.
It's really touching.
Wow.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's on VOD.
Yeah.
iTunes. All those places.
Okay, yeah.
Checked out Ouija.
Yes.
Origin of Evil.
Yes. What did you think?
I saw it a couple nights ago with some friends.
Yeah.
And they were really jumpy. Holy crap.
Yeah.
The first little bit of it, it's not very scary, and it's kind of not what I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Then that kind of becomes a big giant shit ball at the end.
Yeah.
Everything just goes amped to 11, and I'm just like, all right.
Yeah, the ending didn't fit the whole movie.
No, it kind of didn't. But the rest of it's actually kind of a smart film, and I really liked it.
Yeah.
Except for that stupid ending.
Yeah.
Still think I'd recommend it.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
Yeah, getting there, the trip is good. Just, you know, the ending is not.
Just kind of like, womp, womp.
Yeah. And last but not least, I talked about this earlier, Trolls.
Oh, Trolls. Yeah, you had to go see the new theater, right?
So, yeah, the new theater opened in Victoria, and I wanted to go to the biggest screen they had.
Yeah.
Which was number 2.
Yeah.
Their big theater was playing Trolls, and I'm like, oh. Well, it was either that or see American Honey again, which I was not going to do.
That's one of the best movies, dude.
Adrian did that.
I did that.
Yeah. I will say this about Trolls. It would be really cool if you were high.
Oh, really?
It's really weird looking and kind of imaginative. And everything is really weird.
Yeah.
Plot sucks.
Okay.
And seriously, it's all just to get to that big climax at the end for Timberlake to sing that song.
Okay.
I'm just like, ugh.
It's all about.
Yeah. I didn't like it. Sucks, but it's a kid's film.
Yeah.
Those have not been good this year.
Yeah, they've been pretty bad.
So, kind of expected.
Yeah.
That's it for me.
Cool, man. Cool. Well, that's the lightning round. I guess we can tell people what they can expect on the next episode. So what do we have the next? I guess it's going to be 3 weeks, right?
I only did 2 weeks.
Okay, yeah.
But you know what? It's getting good, man.
Oh, yeah.
We're in that season.
It's that time of the year.
Friday, November 18th. Bleed for This.
Oh, yeah.
Miles Teller.
Yeah.
It's Vinny Pazienza.
Yes.
Do you know who Vinny Pazienza is?
No.
He was a boxer who broke his back.
Okay.
And he decided he still wanted to be a boxer, so he trained up and won the championship.
Okay.
Really cool story.
Yeah.
Heard the movie's not very good, but it's been on the festival circuit.
Okay.
but I'll see it.
Cool.
I like Miles Teller.
He's good, yeah.
You know, Fantastic Four aside.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Yeah.
The Edge of 17. Seen this trailer?
I have.
Haley Steinfeld?
I want to see it.
I heard it's really good.
Really? Okay.
I know some people have seen it.
Okay.
I heard it's really great.
Nice.
I can't wait.
That's encouraging.
For like a teen movie that usually we would not be into seeing.
Yeah.
I'm so into this film.
Totally.
Can't wait.
Yeah. She's great, right? Like,
I heard Woody Harrelson's really good in it too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah.
And Where to Find Them.
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
When can we find
prequel
them?
Or something, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Trailer doesn't really say much.
Yeah.
Eddie Redmayne?
Yes.
Okay. I'm digging that.
I wonder if he goes full Cloud Atlas in this one. Does he go full Redmayne in this?
I like the trailer.
Okay. Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it looks good. I can't wait to see it. I'm a Potter fan.
Cool.
I like the books. I like the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they've already said they're going to do two more of these. So
okay.
Hopefully it's actually good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk.
I don't know this one.
The new Ang Lee movie.
Okay.
Which he shot in 4K digital, 120 frames per second.
Yes.
Which only two or three theaters in North America can play.
Yeah. So you're saying we have to go on a road trip?
No, we're not. No. I think the two in LA and one in New York.
Okay.
So yeah, none in Canada.
Yeah.
So we'll be seeing it in 2K, 24 frames per second, non-3D.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
It looks okay. I didn't really get much from a trailer. Vin Diesel's in it.
Okay.
Which is weird for an Ang Lee movie.
Yeah, Vin Diesel and Ang Lee.
Okay. yeah, I just, and a couple of limited ones we've already talked about. Well, one at least. Manchester by the Sea.
Okay, yeah.
Which opens in Victoria on December the 8th, I think.
Okay, cool.
So we'll be reviewing that then.
Nice.
It's an amazing film. Check it out. And the new Tom Ford movie, Nocturnal Animals. Looking forward to this one.
Cool.
Jake Gyllenhaal, Amy Adams.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Shannon.
Yeah.
The great Mike Shannon.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Can't wait for that one.
Yeah.
November 23rd, a Wednesday.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So Black Friday is a couple days from then.
Okay, yeah.
They're not going to open movies on that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That would be suicide.
It would be.
Brad Pitt, Marianne Cotillard in Allied.
Oh, yes.
Looks pretty cool.
Chris Nolan film, right?
No, that's Dunkirk.
Oh, Dunkirk.
Yeah. No, this one's Robert Zemeckis.
Oh, that's right.
Bob Zemeckis. His last film was Flight?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I'm probably wrong on that, but
yeah.
Yeah, Brad Pitt plays a spy who marries Marianne Cotillard and finds out she might be a German spy.
Wow.
Yeah, looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's screened. People say it's good.
Oh, cool.
So okay. I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Are you a big fan of Bad Santa?
Yes.
I am too.
I'll see the sequel.
I can't wait. Bad yeah. Santa too.
Yeah.
Billy Bob is just really born for that role, I think.
I think so,
he's
yeah.
He's so good.
Yeah.
I love the first one. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Hopefully it lives up.
And the little kid, he's all grown up.
Yeah. Now. Looking identical. It's weird.
It is weird.
Moana. Is that how you say it? The animated Disney film with The Rock.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Moana.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I've also heard is good.
Cool.
It's also screened in Vancouver.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So, heard it's decent.
Nice.
Can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
Looks really bright.
Yeah.
The Rock's good.
Yeah.
Like him.
Love The Rock, yeah.
And Rules Don't Apply, the new Warren Beatty film.
Yeah.
About Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Howard Hughes and
yeah.
all the people that he had on payroll, all the women, all the people who never actually got to see him because he was a recluse.
Yeah. Sat in his room all day.
I also heard this is good too. I heard it's not great, but good.
Okay.
Marina saw it. She said it was pretty good.
Oh. Alden Ehrenreich's in this, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Han Solo himself.
That's right.
Yeah, I'll see that. Looks pretty good. And we also get Loving That Day.
Okay, yeah.
The new Jeff Nichols film.
Yeah.
Which might be my most anticipated film of the year that nice. I haven't seen. So
nice.
Heard it's amazing.
Yeah.
Can't wait. But yeah, other than that, rock on.
Yeah, that's dude. It. Bring it. Bring it on.
You gonna buy some Black Friday stuff?
I don't know. I just bought my 4K TV. So kind of tapped me out.
I'm looking for cheap games.
Maybe some movies.
Some cheap blue.
Yeah, yeah, you can't go wrong with, like, yeah, any titles that are missing from your library. And yeah, maybe some games will come up. Yeah,
yeah, they never have 50% off Criterion on Black Friday.
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah, right on, dude. Well, thanks for bringing those up. And
next show should be good.
Yeah, yeah. I have a good feeling about the rest of the year.
So do I, man.
Because, yeah, that period in you know, July, August, those are some dark days, man. Cool. Well, yes, we can get into the closure of the show. But before we close things off, we should tell people where they can find us online. You're on Twitter, right?
I am, at SoundJam69. Holla.
Holla. And I'm also on Twitter. I'm at Adrian_Charlie. The show has a Twitter account. It's at @TheGreen_Screen. You can also find us on Facebook. Other podcast platforms you can find us, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. Anywhere where you can find a podcast, just run a search for The Green Screen of Death and throw us a like and comment, and that'll help us find a wider audience. We'd appreciate that.
Give us a thumbin'.
There you go. Give us one of those.
Sounded oddly sexual.
It did. But not too hard, because we don't have a lot of those. So be gentle at first. And yeah, so
I always like fucking up Adrian's thought process by right. saying something weird. I think I just did that.
It works, man. It works. Cool. Well, I guess we can wrap it up. And the next episode we'll be recording on December 11th. So it'll be a few weeks after this one. So then for reals, we'll be back on our every 2 weeks.
For reals, for reals?
For reals, for reals. We'll change our podcast to that name. So yeah, thanks very much for checking us out, and we'll talk to you next time.
Peace.